the economy did what now? Looking at the post stock market closings from yesterday, Amazon reports sales growth 37%, topping estimates. Alphabet revenue up 14%, crushing expectations. Starbucks sales fell less than expected, and U.S. and China markets rebound from pandemic. Let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, and the economy recovered at its greatest bounce back in history. We're going to talk about that today and what's going on with the stock market. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show with a friend. We're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go to flfnetwork.com. Put an HGBT in a memo field. Did you hear Twitter got the or decided to ban the guy who's in charge of Homeland Security for putting up a pro? Obviously, I'm not a pro. I can't even say pro. A pro wall, a border tweet or whatever. He got banned. All that to say is we're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Oh, look, I got both my mugs up there right now. If you go over to the FLF Network and support us, you'll get that mug when you put in HGBT. You'll get tons of other benefits. You'll get tons of behind-the-scenes action. You'll get to see our conference that we had. It was phenomenal. It was a one-of-a-kind conference. Until next year, then it'll be two-of-a-kind. But most of all, you'll be supporting us as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life because the bannings are coming. If you think that Twitter is not going to ban us while they ban people that are putting up, basically posting about their job on Twitter, you think they're going to ban them and not us? You're crazy. So if you do want to continue to see Christian content with your worldview that represents you, that is encouraging to you, well, you definitely need to subscribe because we need to build it now before we get shut off. We need to build this stuff up and continue to grow now. So prayerfully consider becoming a member at flfnetwork.com. Put an HGBT in a memo field. I got this from somebody. I really appreciate it. Thank you. For those of you who are listening, it's a coaster that says COVID-19 survivor coronavirus, and it has the corona symbol, Wuhan, China, 2020, when we're all wiped off the face of the earth. We'll have something to remember why. So the economy is bouncing back, and the stock market, it actually was up yesterday quite a bit, but we've been losing. Why are we losing so much? Because of the cases, the COVID cases? Is the stock market really upset that we're getting more results from our test? We are testing more and more people. The tests are maybe reliable, maybe not from what I've heard, but I'm no expert, so I'm not going to get into that. And we're getting more positive cases because you would expect that. The more tests you have, the more positive cases you would have. It'd be interesting to see the percentages of the test, the percentages of increased cases versus percentage of increased tests. That would tell us a lot. But the stock market has been crashing. And why is that? Is it because of fundamentals in the market? Is it because these big companies are hurting and aren't figuring out how to survive in this COVID climate that we live in? Obviously not. I'm just reading to you how there's record-setting numbers. People are doing record business. People are making record amounts of money. Now, there are the small businesses that are not traded on the stock exchange that are in a world of hurt, but that's not what is on the stock market, right? So why is the stock market tanked? It rebounded again a little bit yesterday. And I get this question a lot. Why is this time the time to buy? Well, there's two things I think we need to recognize about the market. One, I've been saying for a while, and two, I predicted, and now I believe we can say it with confidence. This is my opinion, not financial advice. Is one, the stock market is emotional. It's an emotional roller coaster, baby. If it was a gender and it was an age, it would be a 13-year-old girl. It's ups and downs and lefts and rights. And it's not really facts-based. Like, yeah, of course, facts will weigh in and cause certain things to happen and reactions to happen. There's times where it's logical. But then there's those emotions, baby. And they keep coming. Ups and down, up and down. And the second thing, and why we are seeing the stock market tank right now, is not because of the economy. It's not because people are scared of positive cases. Remember, with the addition of cases that we are seeing in COVID, the death rates are going down. That's an inverse relationship. As more cases happen, less deaths are happening, which means the death rate, the lethality of this is becoming smaller and smaller and making it more ridiculous in every single day with what we have done to this economy. And California is still doing, apparently. Now we're not going to get into that. And while I'm thinking about it, just as another sidetrack, and I don't normally tangent like this, so I apologize for those of you who like chronological thinking a method thinking and step-by-step logical thinking. Yesterday, I recorded my show and the video worked, but the audio didn't. And I have no idea why. This show might not even work, so we'll see, but I apologize for not having a show yesterday. Okay, so the second reason. The first reason is the stock market's a 13-year-old girl. The second reason is that the stock market is political. The reason why the stock market is tanking the way it is because they want to make it look like Donald Trump, or they want to take away the ability for Donald Trump to run on the stock market. That's my theory, conspiracy theory, if you will. But I called this back in March when we were talking about when was it time to buy from the lows. I think it was March or April. When it was the lows of COVID, was it time to get back in? I told you guys I did get back in. I'm still in the market, which I did take this bump. I didn't realize it'd be this severe, quite honestly, but here it is. But people are asking, is it time to buy? And the question I just throw back at them is, do you believe Donald Trump's going to win re-election? If you do, well, that's why I'm still in the market. If you don't, then does it really matter anyways? Because this country's over. I mean, really. That's why I think it's a really just a no-brainer, because if Trump wins, the stock market's going to go up like it did before. If Biden wins, then your money doesn't matter anyways, because this country won't matter anymore. And there's nowhere to go after this unless we all flee to Puerto Rico, take over the island, and try to do a tactical retreat that way. All right, so back to this. The U.S. economy did what? The U.S. growth of the third quarter grew 33.1%. 33.1%. Shattering the previous record. The previous record was after World War II. 1950 was an increase of 16.7%. The third quarter growth is 33.1%. That's absolutely amazing. That's absolutely amazing. And if you think about the contrast, I mean, COVID and what the government has done is bad, but it wasn't World War II bad. It wasn't World War II bad. And yet it's grown double that from the same rebound of, or not the same rebound, but as compared to the rebound of World War II. And why is that? And this is another, I don't want to say I told you so, but this is going to be a helpful I told you so. Early on, again, March or April, I don't remember, this is what I predicted. And I think this is kind of in line, actually, with the Great Reset that you hear about, that people are trying to implement new ways to do things and phase out legacy systems and things like that. Well, that's what has happened in this recession, quote unquote. And I hate calling it a recession, because the definition that has traditionally been used of a recession is two negative quarters of growth. And if I am correct, if my memory serves me correctly, the first quarter of 2020, we had growth. It was like 0.1 or 0.3% or something like that. We eked out growth. And then in quarter two, we tanked. And then quarter three, we grew again. So by the definition that we have used forever, we have not been in a recession. We've been in a contraction. To have a recession, you need two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth. But overall, for the year, we are negative. So if you want to take that new standard of what a recession is, the recession year, then okay, fine. But all that to say this, it's whatever this was, a contraction, a recession, whatever you want to call it, this is not like any other recession. In past recessions, what has happened is that we've overextended ourselves. Layoffs need to happen. Reorganizations need to happen. Capital allocations need to be reallocated. And people, the shrinking of the economy happens. Businesses shrink. They shed off jobs. They restructure. And they basically reset, to put it in simple terms. And then they start growing again once capital starts becoming more available and whatnot. That is not what happened this time. There was no overextending that happened this time. In fact, we were growing and continuing to grow at a great pace until the government hit the stoplight and said, nope, you're done. We're going to turn off the economy. But what happened because of this is the technologies that were slowly being adopted, that were going to be adopted eventually, but at a slower pace. What happened was, is companies were forced to adopt those technologies at a faster rate. And that is why, in a lot of these companies, you're going to see tremendous growth going forward. Earnings per share are going to be going up at a faster rate than before because they are becoming more efficient. It is cheaper. It is cost effective to leverage technology and keep people in their homes. For better or for worse, it is cheaper. You don't have to buy as much real estate. You don't have to rent out as much office space. You don't have to hire people from one region. You can hire people from cheaper regions and pay them less. There's so many different ways that makes it cheaper. Insurance and all these things, which allows companies to have more money to invest in other projects, capital, assets. And that is what exactly has happened for these big companies that have cash on hand, that are publicly traded, that would be in the stock market. These are the companies that have taken advantage of this, adapted and changed to the environment, became more efficient, leveraged technology, working from home. And now what we have are companies that are far more efficient than they were before this crisis happened. And as long as we have a government that facilitates growth, which is Trump winning and not Biden, I think the stock market is going to come roaring back. I think the economy is going to come roaring back, and we're going to be more efficient than ever. And we saw this happen with the Great Recession, not with technology, but with people, with employees. We shed so many employees, and businesses figured out that you didn't need as many people as you hired for to get the job done, but people could be stretched and do more work. Sucks for the workers, but that's what happened. And businesses became more efficient after the Great Recession as well. So that is why I am confident in the stock market. That is why I'm confident in the economy, with the big fat caveat if Trump wins. And we're already seeing that bounce back in this quarter three. And I think quarter four is going to be phenomenal as well. It's going to be phenomenal as well. Although there are governors that are trying to make it worse, like Gavin Newsom from California. I mean, California is almost as big. I want to go to California right now as much as I'd want to go to Venezuela, right? I mean, beautiful country, tremendous amount of resources, just like Venezuela. But the dictators there just don't make you want to go there, and they make you want to flee. And really, that's what we're seeing in California, just like in Venezuela. So even despite a state like California being draconian, to be civil about it, the economy is still growing like bananas. Just imagine if California flipped red, how great the economy would be. Could you imagine? What if New York flipped red? Could you imagine? What if New York and all of its assets and resources had a pro-growth economy, had a pro-growth city? That could carry the whole country just with New York. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But anyways, that's my thoughts. Have a good weekend. Sorry again for missing the show yesterday. We'll talk to you next week.